This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast focusing on the National League South and also sometimes the National League North. A lot of National League North this week, John.
I don't know how we feel about that.
What? Why, John? Early.
No. We've just not paid any attention to it thus far.
I have. I've been, John.
Admirable dedication to the National League cause.
Yes, I went to see F Cum V Stockport on Saturday, which I will fill you in a bit more on later on. FC United of Manchester. And welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
If you're not, John.
Okay.
You're part of the podcast.
Yeah, we're in the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast. If you're joining us afresh and new, you're very welcome to join us. There are nearly, how many episodes, John?
This will be episode 60.
There are 59 other episodes you can listen to, 56 of them worth listening to. And, some news on that, actually, John. You know, last year when I did the solo show was because you were at Cheltenham.
Yes.
To avoid that this year, you've invited me to Cheltenham.
Well, I think we're going to take the show on the road.
Yeah.
Going to go to... In sort of mid-March.
Cheltenham races.
We'll be live from
a box at Cheltenham.
Yep.
Now, aren't Torquay United going to Cheltenham as well?
Oh, they do usually do a bus, don't they?
I wonder if it's same day, John.
Yeah. I've seen Gary Johnson there before.
I bet Gary will be there at Cheltenham.
Lee Johnson was there last year.
Jeez, this is it. We're getting Gary on the pod.
Well, even if Lee's there, we can have a word. Lend us a few more players.
I'd rather Gary, though.
We'll be a few Guinnesses deep.
If you're wondering about the obsession with the Johnson family, it's because John and I are Torquay United fans, but we don't focus solely on the...
No.
We'll be very much Torquay United this week because we're just absolutely awesome, and to give them any more focus and attention would just seem like showing off.
I think we can focus on Torquay for a bit. Hey, look, I mean, we beat Oxford City 7-2.
We did.
But before we get into the National League news, Oxford City, you might be feeling bad, but it could be worse. You could be Notts County Chairman Alan Hardy.
Oh, this is brilliant. I mean, Hardy by name, John.
His team are bottom of the league by 8 points, facing relegation to the National League, so you can kind of talk about it. They might be with
pretty
us
positive
year.
Step in some
Big
ways.
Big Alan, as he likes to be known, quite appropriately as it turns out, has sacked two managers this season, also appeared before the courts over a speeding charge, and to top it all this weekend, put the club up for sale after inadvertently tweeting a picture of his own p***s.
This is lovely, isn't it?
Let's all take a moment to thank God that Clark Osborne has never ever done that.
Poor Alan. How did Alan... He said he had it on his phone.
It was on his camera roll. He sort of screenshotted something on his camera roll and you could see quite clearly.
Yeah, it reminded me. You know, I was telling you about catching rats last week.
Yeah.
That picture reminded me of that a little bit. I remember when me and Botham did that, John.
He did, didn't he? Yeah, he's done that. I mean, like, it's quite a hard thing to... hard thing to do, though, wouldn't you say?
Unless you've taken the picture.
Yeah.
You know, you've taken the picture for a reason. But have you ever seen... Of course you have. You've got one. The male genitalia is the least attractive thing I've seen in my life, John.
It is an odd concept.
I do like the, a look at one, though. I like a look at one. I do.
What, when you're in the gym or something?
No, the gents.
Oh, in the gents, yeah.
This brings me to FC United of Manchester. More on that later on. But I did go to the loo at half time, John.
Yeah.
And do you know who's really impressive, I always find? Men who stand having a wee at the urinal, having a fag, but also the
at
other
the
hand.
Same time.
The other hand isn't holding anything.
Oh, okay.
They're just there.
Yeah.
Just there, smoking and pissing at the same time.
Sort of levels of control.
There was a
it?
Man doing this, couldn't help but look at it. He had a big one, John. Big, like northern, like a northern miner's one. Like a big hammer.
Yeah.
And I'm not joking. I walked in, he was having a piss. I went for a wee, came back, he was still weeing, John.
Well, I mean, he must have had a lot to...
He had a pint in the other hand, that's
yeah.
what it was. He had a
well,
fag in one hand, a pint in the other
through.
Hand, and it was just, it was like, yeah, it was like one of those
it's
fountains. One of those solar-powered fountains that self-feeds itself. But it was a mallet of a penis, John.
Wow.
There we are. Anyway,
well,
more on that later.
That's today's podcast title. That's sorted, isn't it?
I had a lovely trip to FC United of Manchester. Got any? What? Let's find out what's coming up in the podcast. Coming up, John, some more news from FC United of Manchester.
Yeah, and
not on
the,
that man.
No, thankfully. And the National League in general. Lots happened this week.
Loads happened this
yeah,
week. We'll be in Torquay Corner. Got a guest in Torquay Corner.
That's
one of one of the players who's come in to join us.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that.
It's nice, isn't it?
We'll have another guest. We sort of teed it up last week.
Yeah,
we'll see how it goes.
A new feature, John.
Might be a one-off.
You never know.
We'll see if he fancies sticking around for longer.
See how we get on.
A bit of showbiz tittle-tattle.
Some news from you, yep. And we'll see if there's any letters or if Ray
Delve
Charles will be played.
Yep.
A rare Ray Charles. Happens now and again. That's all right, isn't it?
That can happen.
And anything else, John? I can't
That's
remember if we do anything
really.
Else. I've got sort of nothing this week. Low on energy. I think. All right. Anyway, that's the
Don't
news.
Turn
that's
off,
the news
anyway.
Round. Don't
yeah.
turn off. Oh, this was good, John. I said I was on Absolute Radio with Jason Manford on Sunday, which is an excellent show. You should really listen to that. I know it's on a separate radio station to yours.
Radio was,
don't know what that is, John. Do
no.
you? But do you think I was trolled here live trolling? I was walking through Manchester back to my gig. And I wear yellow trainers, John. We know that.
Mm,
we know
yeah.
that's a thing, right?
Yeah.
I wear yellow trainers. It's just part of it. It's a choice I've made and I've stuck with it. I was walking towards a bloke and I saw him clock me. Right, I thought, oh, this bloke's clocked me. I wonder what this is, right? Walked past me, looked down at my trainers and went, ha!
Oh!
Like a little... it was a clown noise, wasn't it,
wasn't accidental.
It was a clown noise, John, wasn't it? I think he thought I was about to get in the car, the doors were about to fall off. But I quite like it.
Oh, shame. Well, that's what they'll do to you up north.
I'm going
to
start doing it
that's
to people.
That's
probably
more
got...
in the National League North. Cruel,
yeah,
cruel people.
They're a cruel people, John.
Yeah.
Give us some National
well,
League
I
news,
mean,
John.
A hell of a lot has happened this week. And to be honest, mainly all managerial news. The big news this week, Richard Money.
Yeah. There it is. Yeah. Ooh. Money.
He's gone.
I know. From
Hartlepool. He improves on his 26 days at Solihull Moors with 44 at Hartlepool. I mean, he's getting better, isn't he? This all kind of came about, and I'd love to have some more details on this.
Do you think he...
he stormed out of a fish and chip restaurant after an argument with a number of Hartlepool fans and seemed to immediately resign. I mean, perhaps he wanted something fancy, like hake. Maybe he ordered
yeah.
a hake. And all
argument
wanted,
in a chip shop.
Maybe he wanted a battered sausage and they didn't have any ready.
Yeah.
It's going to be 5 minutes,
no,
mate.
Do you know what? Yeah, that's annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's annoying when they've got no chips ready in a chip shop, John.
Think, well, what else are you doing?
What are you doing all day? And then when you do get the chips, they're too hot.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's getting a bit of a reputation now as a short-term sort of firefighter going in, sorting problems. The big problem is he keeps driving off in the fire engine before he's extinguished the fire.
So what's happened? He's gone back to the chair and he's gone, well, I've just had a row. Oh, yeah, who with the players? No. I was in the chip shop. All right, it's not a great start.
I wanted it wrapped. They, only did, they did it open.
It's not a great start, is it?
Yeah.
If you're a professional sportsman. Well, I was in the chip shop.
Well, I mean, look, they did. They still won on Saturday. They beat Braintree 2-1. Craig Hignett is now back in charge for
yeah.
his third spell at Hartlepool. He's back again. Other managerial news, Hakan Hayrettin has stepped down as Braintree Town manager to join National League rivals Maidstone.
Gosh.
Braintree bottom of the table, Maidstone 23rd, so he's gone up a position. I mean, if you could keep doing
what?
That.
You just keep going and you eventually end up at Torquay. That John Steele's idea.
Yeah, well, John Steele has gone with him. He left Barnet. As head of football on Wednesdays, joined Maidstone in the same role. He used to manage Maidstone back in the day. They went to Leighton Orient in their first game and lost 3-0. So not a great start
dear, but...
for Hakan Hayrettin and John Steele.
Still.
was the Lionel Richie at the end there. He's choking.
A little wasp. One of the Barnet bees. One of the Barnet bees has flown in his mouth.
Can you do a bit of emotion on that final word? Yeah, sure, man.
I think a new bit of music though there.
Oh, that's very good for John Still. We're talking about John Still. With John Still. Thanks,
John Still.
Other news, transfer news.
No, you're not allowed to say John Still anymore. You have to say John
Still. Transfer news.
Yes.
One that Jim White has not picked up on this transfer deadline.
Big news here.
Surprise me.
Yellow ties.
Rangers have signed goalkeeper Andy Firth from National League side Barrow. He's gone from Barrow to Rangers for an undisclosed free. Shame he didn't sign for Forfar, really. Be the Firth of Forfar.
Yeah, the Firth from Forth.
Shame. Going from Barrow to Rangers
Big, great news here.
Yeah, fantastic. Other scores in the National League. Chesterfield could only draw 0-0 with the aforementioned Barrow. Wrexham won Maidenhead 0, so Wrexham picked up again. And, I mean, big news for our favourite team. Solihull Moors were beaten 2-1
by
AFC Fife.
What the hell is going on? Solihull Moors. Do you know what it was? There's been loads of media coverage on them recently.
Perhaps they believed the hype. And in the FA Cup National League representation, Barnet 3, Brentford 3. Quite amazing game on.
Oh, it was unbelievable. I watched the second half on my phone on the train home from Q Live.
Oh, okay.
12 questions, £1,000. Dan Sparks.
Yeah.
I mean,
formerly of our parish.
Did he ever score like that? Was he ever? I can't remember
him. He was all right. I didn't think he was.
Was he all right for us?
Decent.
Was he?
He was fine.
Did we have Coulhurst, John?
Yes, he was on loan. Barnet still.
They looked
representing the National League.
They looked great. The Hive looked good as well.
Did look good.
The ground looked really good.
Darren Curry, the new permanent manager. Then.
Yes, so, we need to have a word, John.
What's happened to Mad Dog?
The Nationalo has lost his. I think maybe the Nationalo. I think you forced him into saying it because you were saying it so much when he was on. When you listen back, so I think that was your prediction.
Okay.
And he was just trying.
See how he always sort of finds a way out of it, doesn't he?
I don't know. You have to speak to him.
Yeah, we'll ask him next time.
I'm never here when he's here, so don't say his name again though, because he'll turn up.
Down in the National League South.
Won't you come with me to Alabama? Let's go see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and broiling hammy. That's what I like about the South.
Yeah.
Yes, I like it. Lovely, John.
But it was Billericay 2, Welling 0.
Yeah, and they won last night.
And they won on Tuesday night as well. Yeah. They won 3-2 again.
Slow.
I think you're quite right.
Say what? I know me stuff, don't I, John? Without even thinking I know
slow,
anything
yeah,
about it.
Was. Oh,
yeah.
Very, very good.
Very good.
Dulwich won at Chelmsford 3, so Chelmsford still keeping up the pace.
Dulwich struggling, John, aren't they?
Gloucester 0, Bath 0, so a real dull affair in that sort of local derby. Bath, again, couldn't raise their game.
Yeah.
And the big result of the day, apart from Torquay 7, Oxford City 2, Woking 0, Wealdstone 2.
Yes,
I've always
John.
Loved Wealdstone.
Yes, John. Yes. It was better than winning.
It's good, isn't it?
That them was losing I mean, was better than winning.
You knew that we'd won before half time. That was the real jeopardy of the afternoon, was following.
I know, we'd won at half time, so we just had to go, right, come on. Oh, God.
Wonderful.
So that's one loss, John, and which means that Torquay are 4 points ahead, although they've got two games in hand on us.
But we've still got to play
each other. And our goal difference is about 12 better.
Yeah.
So it's like we're 5 points ahead, really.
The National League North happened at the weekend.
Yes.
The big sort of managerial news. Former Macclesfield Town boss and Wine Lodge enthusiast Mark Yates has been named new manager of Kidderminster. Back to where it all begun.
The Kiddie Fiddlers.
For Mark Yates. He started his career there, managerial career.
We'll talk about the National League North a bit more in a minute. But that was this week's news roundup.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession, the official away kit sponsor of Liam Davis, Torquay United's left back, and I think star player this season, John.
Big time. Any more word on his party?
No word on the party, but I have received the invoice.
Oh, great.
I had to chase the lady from Torquay United for the invoice. They hadn't sent it. I thought maybe they'd listen to the podcast.
If someone could check the programme for us.
Yeah.
And send us a picture.
Well, that'll happen soon. I don't know what picture they're going to put in it, but anyway,
no.
I'm going to try and send them something. That's not what we're talking about anyway.
No.
We're going to focus on FC United of Manchester.
FCOM.
You ever been there, John?
No.
Have you ever been to any National League North games?
No. Oh, been to Manchester?
Yeah. Well, that's millions of people have been to Manchester.
For the day. Twice.
For the day?
Yeah.
Is that all? What?
I went to the playoff final.
Oh, yeah.
At Old Trafford.
Oh, God, I went to that, yeah.
And his subsequent working engagement at something.
Went to see him. because I was in Manchester for the weekend at the Comedy Store, which was a very nice weekend. And I will put my hands up and say I nearly went to Man City v Burnley in the FA Cup. Because I like ticking off the grounds, John.
Yeah.
But you know me.
Purist.
I love the National League.
Yeah.
I did flip a coin. And it sent me the right direction. I did miss the 5-0 defeat.
Who wants to see that?
And so to get into FC United of Manchester, to get there, they lay on a free bus, John. I sent you some pictures, didn't I?
You sent me a picture of the crowd waiting for the bus, including one bloke in a full blue suit.
Full suit.
That was interesting.
He was with all his mates who were like in the usual sports casual.
Yeah.
And there weren't many girlfriends amongst them, I don't think. They were all single men of a certain age who I think probably liked a bit of Dungeons and Dragons and non-league football.
Yeah.
And they all had picnics in carrier bags, but not brand new carrier bags, John, which I always think is a...
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. But one of them, full suit.
It was interesting.
Like he was a low-level rentals estate agent.
Well, do you think he'd just been at work that morning and was going home and was just taking advantage of the free bus?
It was freezing, John. It was -1. Didn't have a coat on.
Yeah, but they're from Manchester.
Anyway, they sent this free double-decker bus to get you to... It's in the Newton Heath area, which is where Man United were originally. Got on the bus. Oh, it was cracking on the bus, John.
Good atmosphere.
The bus... I'd have gone just for the bus. It was. I've never been on a noisier bus, just full of chitter chat, right? And also, it's funny.
Yeah.
Drive on, driver! Like that. They weren't Devonshire, but I'm not going to. Drive on, driver! Right, okay. Off we go. Okay, mate.
Better than the bus I got back from Hampton and Richmond, where a Torquay fan and a Hampton fan had to have a fight.
No.
To get off the bus driver, a fight.
No.
Yeah.
Why?
The Hampton fan said the Torquay fan had blocked some woman from getting off at their stop. And then they kind of exchanged a lot of, you're a yokel farmer, you're a cockney. F***ing grow up. Christ. But I spent 10 minutes doing that. Oh, we'll get off, shall we, and sort it out. Yeah, we will. I think we will. Oh, we'll get off then, shall we? Yeah, I think we will. Oh, we will we? Yeah, we will.
Lovely.
And then they have to get off and have a fight and sort it out.
Oh, and who won?
I don't know. The bus drove off.
Oh, what a shame. Got there. £12 in, John. Isn't that great?
It's not bad.
It's really good,
it's not
John.
Bad.
That's really
it's
good, John, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Very simple little ground. Not quite as good as Salford City's one when I went to that.
Yeah.
They started singing 10 minutes before the match and did not stop.
Oh, great.
Like banners everywhere. But then I thought, I know what this is like, right? This is what it basically is, this football team, is a 90s tribute act. It's a Man United tribute act.
Yeah.
It's like going to see Pete Loaf or Brian Maiden, right? Jeff Leppard, right? It's like going to see Earth, Wind for Hire. It's like Simply Fred. Yeah. It's like going to see that. These people have got together and created this club because they liked how they felt in the 90s.
Yeah.
They're dressed exactly the same. Like the keeper's dressed as Gary Bailey, basically. It's a tribute act.
Yeah.
But everyone was so happy. It was so... And it
really sort of baggy kits.
Kicks off at 3:00.
Yeah.
You know, it was 2-1 Stockport. FC and I went up 1-0 up. But Stockport were the better team. Stockport will go up, no problem. It was a great day out, John. And that was Focus On FC United of Manchester.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession. Now, John's had to pop out for a minute. So I'm in the other room at the moment doing all the buttons. So if it sounds bad, that's why. I do apologise, but I'm thrilled to be joined by a new guest. Very nice to have him here. Oh, here he is. Lovely to see you, Sean. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you. I'm doing a proper sort of showbiz. Is that right? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm thrilled. He's going to give us a little glimpse behind the curtain of what it's like backstage at a football club, backstage at a transfer, in transfer dealings. Just a little bit of gossip, a little bit of, oh, beautiful little gossip now, and I'm thrilled to welcome Sean Neal with In the Boot Room. Is that right? Is that what we're calling it, Sean?
Well, Charlie, I've been taking a peek through the transfer window.
Oh.
And I've got you this juicy little bit of tittle-tattle.
Just a little bit of tittle, just a little...
My sources tell me that there's wood going south at Eastleigh.
Oh!
Eastleigh have extended the loan of goalkeeper Luke Southwood, from Reading until the end of the season.
Wood going south.
The wood is going south at Eastleigh. And that's just about all I've got for you this week.
Oh, a short. Thank you. Thank you, Sean. Thank you. Well, there he is, just behind the curtain of a little transfer window there. Thank you, Sean. And that was In the Boot Room.
The National Obsession.
This is the National Obsession, the official away kit sponsor of Liam Davis, Talking United's left back. And it's time for Talkie Corner. More new yellows!
F off, Lino. Lino, you f***. Sort it out for f***'s sake. F***ing rubbish. Run faster, you f***ing f***. Referee, you bastard. Are you from f***ing Cornwall?
There it is, John. Oh,
good
lovely,
times are back, aren't they?
Hey, just think, have we got the? Can we clip out some audio from last week where I said I'm going to put money on us scoring on the over 4.5 goals?
I think you can hear that now.
Well, look, we're going to win Saturday.
We are.
I'm going to put £5 to £10 on us scoring more than 4 goals.
That worked before.
There it was. There it, and I did do that, John, and I won £66.
Well, I texted you saying I was going to do it,
yes.
And then I sort of ran out of time and
didn't
forgot.
Do it, did you, John?
No, I
didn't
massively. I also had a bit of a crisis of conscience. I thought, if I put it on, they're never going to do it.
5-0 at half-time. Couldn't believe it. I was at FC United of Manchester watching the game, and I only had 10% battery, so I had to turn my phone off, so I had enough to find out the final score. Turned it on at half-time. 5-0, John!
Absolutely unbelievable. But we said they were going to... There would be a reaction.
And we played... Oh, look at the highlights. We're unbelievable.
Jake Andrews' hat-trick.
We're like... I mean, we just...
Atoning for his missed penalty the week
we
before.
Just... It's like we're just brilliant. It's entertaining.
Great, it?
It's like really sexy football.
Do you know, whatever happens this season, I mean, like, desperate for us to go
yeah,
up.
We
go, I think
we
it's critical.
I know I said
if we
last
didn't
week,
go up, I think it would actually be fairly disastrous and desperate for us to go up. But I've just really enjoyed this season.
Yeah, it's been amazing.
Isn't it just been... Just winning
it's been
games
amazing.
Of football.
I can't remember enjoying a season more, if I'm honest.
Maybe like Martin Ling's season when we nearly went up automatically.
Nope.
I mean, Leroy's season.
Yeah, that was brilliant. Just the way we've played.
Great.
I mean, just the relief, I think, as well, has been part of it. The relief of having someone actually good in charge. What was ours doing, John?
Oh, you don't like to keep referring to the man, but that is the question that does keep recurring.
What was he doing?
Lots of players being tied up on contracts.
Yes.
All the key components. But there was one missing.
There was
one.
Until
this week, Jamie Reid.
Oh.
Until eventually that news came through. And wasn't it just glorious? And I think that, combined with his 2 goals at the weekend, deserves some form of recognition.
A little bit of a...
Perhaps.
We haven't had it for a while, have we, John?
By the means of a song.
When I find
myself in times of trouble...
Take it, John.
Gary Johnson comes to me...
Yeah.
Speaking words of wisdom, Jamie Reid.
Jamie Reid. Speaking
be an answer, Jamie Reid.
Jamie Reid.
There will be an answer, Jamie Reid.
Oh, yeah, I love Jamie Reid.
There's only 3 left that he hasn't signed up.
Who are they?
Which were, I think, Sami Nabi.
Yeah, he's going to let him go. He hasn't even played him.
Ryan Dixon and Jean-Yves Gouniate.
Yeah, I love
until him. Today, aka Wednesday, when he signed a new contract. And I believe Jean-Yves can
he's,
join us
he's
now.
He's going to join us now.
Yeah.
Jean-Yves, I'm a bit excited to see him. So
okay.
I'm a bit nervous.
Well,
so I'm not going to say anything.
Okay.
I'm not going to say anything, John.
Well, it's because I can speak sort of... reasonable French as
okay,
well.
So okay,
we
good.
Well,
when he comes in, I will be very quiet because I get nervous around talking United players. Just can't speak. So.
Well, that can happen.
Anyway,
so Jean-Yves,
let him in.
He's a big bloke.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, Jean-Yves. Ça va?
Bonjour, ça va? Oui, ça va. Et toi?
Ça va bien, merci.
Bonjour, Jean.
Bonjour. Les conversations en anglais?
Oui, les anglais, oui. Petit.
It's a pleasure to have you.
Why is Charlie so quiet?
He can get a bit intimidated.
Well, yes. I'm talking about his best-looking player.
Okay. You must be delighted to be sticking around at Torquay United.
I love the club.
Yeah?
Je t'aime le club. Oui.
You must have, I think you must have been out of France for a while. You got a bit rusty.
Les plages gaules. J'adore les...
le foot.
Le foot.
Oui.
J'adore le plein mort. J'adore...
Tu jouais au foot.
Oui. And then I spoke to Gary Johnson.
Yeah.
And I said I would sign the contract if he would assure me that I had the nicest bottom at the club.
And what did Gary have to do? Sort of an inspection or something?
Have you seen my bottom, John? I have a very nice bottom.
Le derrière.
Le derrière, c'est magnifique.
Regardez-vous la derrière.
Le derrière, c'est magnifique. I am something for the ladies.
What's your sort of hopes for the rest of the season? Promotion, I'm guessing.
Try and win best bottom in the National League South.
Yeah, is that a thing?
And maybe then National League, whole of National League bottom competition. I win that too. Champion. Championnaise.
Not champignon.
Champignon. Is that a mushroom?
Mushrooms.
No, I don't, it's not like a mushroom. No. It's a beautiful peach.
Pêche.
Pêche. À la pêche. Où est la bibliothèque, s'il vous plaît? À la guerre. Où est la guerre?
Gare.
Où est la gare?
Your French is really rusty, isn't it, Johnny?
I've been
away
there for
a while.
I've been hanging around in the gym, building up my glutes. Allez les goals.
Allez les goals.
Allez les goals.
Great to have you with us, and maybe we could be...
Au revoir.
Maybe we could be Jean-Yves Cugnate's bottom sponsor next year.
Au revoir.
The National Obsession.
This is The National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you
go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
John, any letters this week?
Oh, we got letters.
We get letters.
We have got letters. Not heard from him for a while. Edwin Cruden, L. Cruden.
I think
he has a FOF number.
He has a FOF.
Can't remember what it is. Ask everyone to sign off correspondence with a FOF number. He didn't.
It's like people don't give a shit about them.
It's like they do. Speaking of FOF numbers, by the way.
Yes.
Certain Chris Evans, in his new programme.
Yes.
Started his own Virgin Radio FAFs, Friends and Families.
Mm.
Interesting.
Interesting, John.
Look, John, Evans, this as a cease and desist.
If there's anything I've learned in this business, John, it's you have to let stuff go. Safe in the knowledge that we started it first.
Well, let's just see where we are in a few years' time.
Let's see what's the top one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, back to Edwin Cruden.
Yes.
He says, on the ice, guys, doubtless you'll be aware... this is more plagiarism. Doubtless you'll be aware already, but Guardian Football Weekly are clearly worried about your increasing popularity.
All right.
They were trying to muscle in on your turf by going on about Solihull Moors the other day. Didn't do it justice, though, obviously. All's well, L. Cruden.
What's going on at Solihull Moors?
What's going on in the world? Why is everyone nicking our ideas?
It's because we are so cult, John.
Yes.
Such a cult low-level success that people go, I know I can rob this. No one will know. Well, we know now.
Well, these guys noticed.
Who are the presenters on Guardian? I don't listen to it. Who are the presenters?
I think it's Max Rushton.
Right. Yeah. Here we are.
Yeah.
Well, you have a chat with him.
I'll have a word.
He's your pal.
Yes. Yeah, I got in a spot of bother on his show today.
You did tell us about that, John. That's quite good.
I incurred the wrath of the Brexiteers.
Oh, yeah. What did you say?
Well, because he'd watched a show that I also
watched. Out means out, John.
Last night.
Brexit means Brexit, John.
Well, we both ended up watching Britain's Top 100 Dogs last night.
Why?
Well, it was just on in the background,
okay.
Really. But then the nearer it got...
What was 100?
It was just a sort of a mangy sort of really mongrel.
My dog.
As it inched closer to number one, I found myself getting more and more intrigued.
Actual dogs.
Five was the Cocker Spaniel. Good shout.
Yeah.
Four, Springer Spaniel. Good shout.
Yeah.
Three, Labrador.
Yeah.
And then number two, you're thinking, what's left?
Yeah.
It was between the Cockapoo and the Staffordshire Bull Terrier.
Cockapoo. They are meant to be good
dogs.
They
are very, very cute. And obviously that's the winner. Because he said, we should come on and talk about it. Because I sort of said, it's just a stupid line. You can't trust the British public to vote on anything.
Yeah, lovely.
Yadda, yadda, yadda. Yeah, they got it wrong.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And then this tweet comes from...
National Radio, this is on, John. Yeah. 3 million listeners a week.
It says, so apparently the producer on today's Hawksby and Jacobs show thinks I'm stupid. I have a staffy and I voted to leave Europe.
Well, John, you entered the viper's nest.
I have. I've incurred the wrath of the leavers.
Brexit and Staffordshire Bull Terriers. They go together.
Is that a good mix? I'll
love
leave that to you.
And marriage.
I'll leave that to you, marriage. The listener, to decide. And another letter comes from Liam Connolly, who says, on the ice, my National League brothers, first of all, thank you for making my day. 2 episodes ago, I was driving up the M40 back from London to crew with my brother for work. As soon as the podcast came up, we whacked it straight on. And when I heard I'd inspired you back to trowel, I let out a cry.
Oh.
It sounded a bit like an injured pig and freaked my brother out. However, I think you've converted another obsessionist, as my brother keeps asking me if the Grand Nationale has turned up again. Oh. Stop saying it, because he will.
You've said it twice
now,
John. Any more and you know he'll come.
Also, it's not obsessionist, it's an obsessioneur, isn't it? We decided. Not an obsessionist.
Obsessives, John. Oh, it's obsessives. For goodness sake.
They sound like a backing band.
National Obsessives.
Cliff Richard and the Obsessives.
Yeah, well enough of that. Draw a line there.
Charlie.
People have got into trouble for that, John.
He sued the BBC for less. He says, Charlie, how did you enjoy FC United, a Manchester derby that went Stockport's way? Does this mean the National League North will get more of a mention?
Oh, yes.
It did.
It did. It got a big, big round. We've had a big roundup, Liam.
He says, keep up the great work on the ice, Liam from Crewe. Thank you, Liam.
Thank
now,
you, Liam.
I'd like to put something your way. Does Liam have a FOF number?
I don't think he does. Does he?
I don't think so.
I was going to say then, after that lovely letter, Andy's turned someone else onto the podcast,
and
John.
And he went to trowel.
And he's brought trowel back into it. I'm thinking... 15.
For 15.
Liam Connolly. Connolly?
Connolly.
Liam Connolly. For 15.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank
you're welcome,
you, Liam.
Liam.
On the ice to you, Liam. That is a really lovely letter. If everybody shares it with one other person, goes, look, here's
that?
Something that isn't sh**.
Well, then
that really helps us.
We can't guarantee that.
Yeah, and the other ways you can help us is leave a 5-star review and a lovely review and write a little review. Even if it's just, this is great, I love it. That really helps us out. You can get in touch with us. What's the email address, John?
Nationalobsession@gmail.com.
And we are at NatObsPod on Twitter. Anything else, John?
That is your lot.
That is it from Letters from a Listener. When you...
I played the wrong thing. Sorry.
I'll do. Leave it in.
Where's Letters from a Listener? Sorry. This is very bad tech hopping, as they call it in the business. Where's it gone?
Oh, God.
There it is. That was Letters from a Listener.
When
you go, will you send back a letter from a listener? What on earth?
It's gargling, John.
The National Obsession.
So there we are, John. Another week done, and we're into February now.
Hey.
All the fixtures are in February now. The
daffodils are coming out.
Yeah, it's lovely.
The trees
a bit of positivity coming into the world.
It's been snowing this week.
Saturday, the 2nd of February, we've got. Shall I read out the fixtures? And that's a nice way to end the podcast, isn't
it?
Bath City v Hampden and Richmond. Don't know who's going to win that. I'm going to say a draw. Chelmsford City v Hungerford Town, the eventual winners. Chelmsford. So there's another win for Chelmsford.
Win.
Concord Rangers v Dulwich Hamlet. That's
not
a draw.
Bothered.
East Thurrock United v Torquay, away win.
3-1.
Oxford City v Woking, home win. Slough Town v Gloucester City. St Albans City, Western Supermare. Truro Eastbourne, Wealdstone Billericay.
Cool.
Welling, Chippenham Town.
Hopefully,
exciting week in the National League South. Do enjoy yourself. Do get in touch at NatObsPod or...
NationalObsession@gmail.com.
There we
Send
are.
Send us your email.
Do that. Thanks so much. On the ice to you. See you again soon on the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.